You're listening to KNKX. Our food commentator, Nancy Leeson, she teaches a cooking class. And as she tells 88.5's Dick Stein, one of her own students taught her that sometimes it's the obvious stuff that's hardest to see. They tell us more on today's Food for Thought.
So, Nance, I know you've been teaching cooking classes for at least a year. Do you have a lot of smarty pants people in there telling you wrong about stuff?
I definitely think that the more I teach, the more I learn, especially from my students.
All the teachers say that, but is it really true? No, what have you learned lately?
A couple weeks ago, I was showing a class how to peel ginger using a teaspoon. I mentioned that I usually use a paring knife, despite knowing that teaspoon trick, which works very, very well. And one student piped up and said, "Why don't you just use a vegetable peeler?" So I grabbed a knob of unpeeled ginger and a vegetable peeler, and yeah, that worked really well, too.
Well, of course it does. I've never done it any other way.
Is that right?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Do you cut the little knobby off before you do it?
No, give it a try sometime. You'd be surprised how easily you can follow the contours of a knob of ginger with just a regular peeler, just the old-fashioned echo.
So anyway, I recently decided I really should start taking more cooking classes myself. After taking a couple, I realized that, yeah, you can teach an old dog new tricks.
I'm not touching that one. What new tricks have you learned?
Things as simple as this. I took a Thai cooking class from Prani Halverson. She's a terrific Thai instructor. And she does something I often do. She freezes ingredients like kefir lime leaves and lemongrass and galangal and Thai chilies. I do that. And yeah. I often freeze fresh curry leaves because I use that in Indian and Sri Lankan recipes a lot, but I don't need a lot of them. But her suggestion is to pre-bag and freeze specific ingredients for favorite recipes in the same bag. And I had to laugh because after taking her class, I went home the next night, made her yellow beef curry, which calls for frying a lot of shallots. And I did what she specifically said not to ever do. I turned my back on the frying shallots, and I burnt an entire batch of them, and I had to make a second batch.
Do you start off with hot oil?
No, because she said not to.
That is definitely the way to go with it. Put the shallots into cold oil and then slowly bring up the heat, and don't ever turn your back on it.
Yeah. So last week, I took a small private class with Susan Herman Loomis. She's a memoirist and cookbook author who's been living in France for 30 years, but she used to live here in Seattle. She's been teaching for a very long time. And among the students in this small class I took was an absolutely darling woman. She was a nurse and a mother with two young kids who, admittedly late to the game, is learning how to cook. She said she just doesn't know a lot about cooking. She was fascinated by things like how to peel and chop up fresh garlic by hand rather than using a garlic press, and how to hold and maneuver a knife, and how to chop an onion.
Basic cooking, yeah.
Yeah, it's just interesting to me to see things from the viewpoint of people who really don't know how to cook versus other instructors who really do know how to cook. You know me, I love learning more and then I make it my own. And that's what I tell all the people I teach, that I'm showing you what to do, but I beg of you to make it your own.
If I were teaching a cooking course, which I will never do, I think I would want the students to learn to do things my way. What other way would I want to teach them?
Well, that's funny because I found that Susan Herman Loomis wants to teach people to do it her way. And her way is the French way. And she said, French cooking is all about technique, unlike Italian cooking, which is all about fun. I love that. That was my favorite thing that she said. Yeah. And that's what I think. It's all about fun.
Yeah, if it isn't, why bother? With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
It's not my way or the highway.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Too cool for cooking school.
Stein.